Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We are a four-man saturation dive team.
Get suited up.
We're ready to leave surface.
Because there's too many fish in the sea. You know this
is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ.
The douche.
I just got a call from Upper Oregon area.
Oregon?
Yeah. Pacific Northwest.
Oregon.
Yes. That's what I said.
I think you left us.
It was law enforcement.
What?
Yeah. Somebody reported.
They have no jurisdiction here.
They said they heard that we had done something with some audio tape from Bigfoot, from Chuckles Comedy Club.
Oh, they want evidence?
They're asking for a copy of the audio.
Tell them you deleted it.
I kind of played dumb, but then I'm like, gosh, I don't want to be held liable for this. So may we just play it again?
Play it and then delete it.
Okay. Yeah, Casey didn't hear this earlier too. So okay, let's just play the audio from Gay Bigfoot's first attempt at stand-up comedy. We had nothing to do with this, just for the record. Case law enforcement is listening, okay? I swear.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chuckles Dive Bar, where divers laugh away their surface interval. We got snorkel shots all night long. $5 gets you two, guys. $5 gets you two. Oh, hell yeah. Don't forget to tip your bartenders and waitresses working hard for you so they can afford their next dive. Tonight, you're in for a treat. His appearance is on Scuba Radio.
Yeah! Woo!
Okay, settle down. His appearances on Scuba Radio brought him to our stage for his first attempt at stand-up comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for one of the most recognizable celebrities in the world, Gay Bigfoot.
Hey, Chuckles Dive Bar. What a good-looking crowd. Hey, okay, so what do you call a Bigfoot shredding guitar in the woods? Yeti Van Halen. I'm Gay Bigfoot, and then you say,
what are you doing here?
Sucking.
Not funny.
Okay, here's another one. What does Bigfoot do at the gym? Saw squats. I'm Gay Bigfoot.
What are you doing here?
Get off the stage, you suck!
One day Bigfoot woke up with genitals in his face. Sauce crotch. I'm Gay Bigfoot.
What are you doing here?
Give it up, you hairy ape!
Come on, I'm doing my best.
Don't make me come down there and kick your ass. I will rip your head off and down your neck hole. Come on, you want a piece of this? I will destroy you. Mother. Bring it on. I can do this all night.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd exit in an orderly fashion, the police are on the way, and there will be no refunds. Last call for alcohol, and not a lube.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, you do.
All right, well, we had nothing to do with that. If law enforcement is listening right now, by the way, just for the record, we are just the messenger, okay?
I think it's very entertaining. I liked it.
Well, okay. Vinny Two Tanks approves. And that's usually a big warning sign right there.
Greg?
We're in deep trouble. Oh yeah, Casey.
I hate it.
I thought you were the booker on that gig.
No, I didn't book it. I heard about this new...
I distinctly remember you saying I got him his first gig.
No, you're...
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, you guys are... Yeah? mistaken. You're sadly mistaken.
Or maybe he meant these first.
I said I heard about the dive bar, Chuckles Comedy Club. I heard about the dive bar.
Yeah. And you got it, its first gig.
I did not get in his first gig. It was a tape. It was from Tank. He recorded them at an open mic night.
Don't get so offended.
Well, don't pin this on me. I'm already getting called from.
He's trying not to get arrested.
I'm getting calls from the Popo. And I don't want to be blamed for this nonsense.
Hey, Greg. I'm sure we'd all chip in $10.
No, you guys would. You let me fry.
Greg, I think you are responsible for all the damage to the club.
No.
I think this is his chance to beat the police by going to that underwater habitat off the reef there and hiding out in there.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
My underwater lair.
That's right. And you'll see how long you could stay there now. While they look for you.
And just maybe don't mention it on the air.
Right. Yeah. Don't tell them that we have this idea.
Just think, if you go to jail, Greg, you don't have to worry about gay Bigfoot. It's just Big Bubba.
Because he's going to be with you.
Big Bubba's going
to
be worried.
I have another idea. You could go to the underwater grotto at Walt, but you'd have to kick.
The speakeasy at the Gomez Hilton. Now that would be a good hangout. That'd be a good
is top secret.
The only downside is you got to hang out with drunken Santa, and that's almost as bad as hanging with Vinny.
It's almost as bad as jail.
But not as quite
close cabin situation.
Maybe he won't be there.
Who, drunken Santa?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be passed out. But anyway, so yeah.
So you can kick him out and take over his bed.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. All right. That has to be thrown out and burned.
You'd have a warm place.
You know, the interesting thing is, I mean, I think that went horribly wrong for Bigfoot and his attempt at stand-up comedy, but
it's going to be a lot of medical bills. He sounds like he beat up a lot.
But Vinny thought he was great. You thought he was a good comic.
Very creative, and I enjoyed it.
He has a future in stand-up comedy, you think, huh?
Bigfoot jokes.
I don't know. I think my advice would be to do something else.
What's the difference between a smart blonde and Bigfoot?
What?
There have been reported sightings of Bigfoot.
What are you doing here?
What do you mean you didn't get that?
I guess I didn't hear it.
Think about it. Okay.
All right.
Say it again slowly.
What? You got to write it down for your writers, Barry?
Vinny is having problems.
I missed it.
That's all right. I'm not going to.
All right. I'll catch you.
Vinny, aren't you a blonde?
No.
Okay.
Vinny's gray like the rest of us old.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
Okay.
Speaking of vintage,
anyone here doesn't have gray hair.
Yeah. All righty then.
I think we all do.
Oh, God.
Okay. Let's just move
on. Kenny doesn't have gray hair. He still has some color.
Right. Gray beard though.
Yeah.
Weirdly, there's gray in my beard, but not in my actual hair.
This is a gray beard.
Platinum blonde.
That's white.
And when you get really old, then you look like Greg.
All right, you guys.
What you got to do is, you have to have hair for it to be gray.
And so
I'm exempt.
Okay.
That's true.
Cock Johnson just made a pretty valid point there, I think.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Well, they call him Baldy Locks.
He is the only guy on the crew that polishes his chin.
It does what?
I don't know what that means, and I don't think I want to. So let's just move on and wish for the best. For Bigfoot, and Jared the Diver guy will
maybe next time we hear from him, he'll be in jail.
And Kenny, let's get well soon, Kenny.
Yeah. Thank you. Looks like we're almost out of the woods here.
Remember, frozen peas.
You mean that the show's almost over?
No, he still has other things. He's got to heal up.
He's
me
still
too.
Half the man that he wants to be right now, Greg.
From this chaos, I think I'm going to need some healing time. You've heard the last couple hours.
Popo's going to lock you up.
Oh, geez. All right, Jerry, go console gay Bigfoot.
Well, after this, I'm going to go drink.
Okay, if you got to get yourself socially lubricated before your encounter, fine. That's between you and him. On that disturbing note,
light some candles.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up. Remember, it's always better. Where, gang? Come on.
Down where it's wet at.
Safe diving, everyone. Scuba radio. On the boat or down below. If you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.